I'm Alexandra DiTrollio. A suit has been filed against the Archdiocese of Chicago, the California Catholic Conference, and 11 of California's 12 dioceses. The suit was brought by lawyers of Thomas Emmons from Los Angeles, who alleges he was abused for 2 years by a priest when he was a child. The Chicago Archdiocese was named as well because the priest being accused, who is now deceased, had moved from Chicago to Los Angeles. The suit claims the church has covered up clergy sexual abuse and requests the diocese named in the lawsuit to release the names and files of every clergy member who has been accused of abuse. In statements released separately, the LA Diocese and the California Catholic Conference said the suit was based on old information that was already known to the public. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh passed an important procedural point today, with the Senate voting 51-49 to limit debate on the nomination. Four lawmakers had not yet announced whether they would vote to confirm Kavanaugh or not: Republican Susan Collins of Maine, Jeff Flake of Arizona, and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Democrat Joe Manchin of West Virginia. Of those four, Collins, Flake, and Manchin voted to limit debate, while Murkowski voted against sending the nomination to the Senate. The Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to two people who fight to stop sexual violence as being used as a weapon of war. One of the recipients is Congolese Dr. Denis Mukwege, who treats rape victims, and the second recipient is Nadia Murad of Iraq, who was raped and tortured by the Islamic State and now speaks out for others who have suffered the same. The Nobel Prize for Chemistry has gone to Sir Gregory Winter, founder of Bicycle Therapeutics, for his work evolving antibodies aimed at producing new drugs, George Smith of the University of Missouri for creating a new way to evolve proteins, and Francis Arnold of the California Institute of Technology for the first directed evolution of enzymes which will lead to making chemicals and fuels in a more environmentally friendly way. Doctors from Toronto's Hospital for Sick Children have published an article on the policies and procedures for euthanasia in children in the British medical journal's JMed Ethics. While the article outlines exactly how a medically assisted death would occur, it does not mention speaking to the parents about the child's death until after it has happened. The doctors write that while usually the family is involved in the process, if the patient is a capable minor and requests their family not be involved in the decision, their wishes must be respected. The article comes 3 months before the Canadian Council of Academics is scheduled to speak to Parliament about the possibility of extending euthanasia in situations that are currently outlawed. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.